Can computers create beautiful art? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Lior Shamir, associate professor in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science at Lawrence Technical University, is studying the advancement of creative artificial intelligence.
It has long been assumed that computers would never be able to match the ability of the human brain to analyze and compare creative compositions in art and music. Recent research in artificial intelligence has proved otherwise. For instance, by using advanced computer vision and pattern recognition algorithms, computers can identify artistic styles and influential links between artists. In one of my research projects, a computer identified that Jackson Pollock shares similarities with Vincent van Gogh. Algorithms can also quantify the progression in musical styles. In a recent study of mine, a computer correctly placed in chronological order the albums of the Beatles and several other popular music groups. Computers don't excel in analyzing discrete data such as pixels in images or frequencies in audio files, so each image or audio sample spectrogram is converted into almost 3,000 numerical values. While the human brain is limited to a few numerical dimensions, computers can handle literally thousands. That allows pattern recognition and statistical method to perform a comprehensive analysis based on a broad variety of aspects that describe the image or audio data numerically. Algorithms are already being used to assist in organizing large music databases, as well as identifying music that matches an individual listener's musical preferences. My music research got started with an algorithm to analyze the communication patterns of whales. By analyzing over 15,000 audio samples, we noticed that just like humans, whales have distinct dialects in different parts of the world. Many more breakthroughs are sure to come in this area of artificial intelligence.
That was Lior Shamir of Lawrence Technical University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.